So the topic for today is the malacha of ma'amir. Ma'amir means to gather. It's the malacha that's done right after the ketzira. After you cut the grain, you gather it. You put it into piles. And there seems to be a basic halachas harishonim what the definition of ma'amir is. Some should understand that ma'amir is gathering. Shuzak ha-mashmo. Rashi in Shabbat and Gimel Beis says that ma'amir is ma'aseh v'shibolin. The Gemara is talking about gathering salt. The Gemara says Rashi says gathering salt is afu kima'aseh v'shibolin. It's similar to gathering sheaves. And the Yireim also in Reish Ayin Daled writes kol kinus davar gedulei karka nikra ma'amir. Kinus davar. You're gathering. Therefore, a person should be careful not to gather fruits. You know, if you gather fruits into a basket, that's ma'amir. But there are other rishonim that seem to have a different understanding of ma'amir, and they claim that ma'amir isn't just gathering, but it's rather creating a new chefta. It's a siyas kuf echad. It's somehow bringing things together and creating something new. So, for example, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perchav Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, writes, "Hamedabik peros asher yasu guf echad chayev mishum ma'amir." If you would take peros, let's say you take figs, and you string them together, and now you have a what they call a gulay dvela, it's like a circle of figs that are stuck together. That's ma'amir. It's not just regular gathering, but it's somehow creating a new entity through the gathering. Similarly, earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, Perches Lachavav, the Rambam writes, "Hamakabit tzevela v'asa men of igul asher nikev te'enim v'hichnis chevel behen adchenis kabsu guf echad harit tolus ma'amir." So again, the point in the Rambam is, it sounds like it's not regular isuf, not regular gathering, but it's a siyas guf echad. The lashon Rambam is adchenis kabsu guf echad harit tolus ma'amir v'chayiv chen kol kiyotiv v'zeh, and that's what the Mekevet Mishnah. In Perches Lachavav comments, he makes his comments in Rambam. He says the Rambam understands it's not regular gathering, but it's asiyas kuf echad. And similarly, the Nishmas Adam, which is the footnote of the Chai Adam, on his sefer, he wrote the footnotes too. So in the Chai Adam, in Klal Yud Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos, where he discusses Ma'amir, in the first footnote Aleph, he just makes his point, and he says that for the Rambam, it's a din of not just the isuf, but of asiyas kuf echad. Similarly, the Kolbo and Sibin Lamed Aleph speaks about Ma'amir as Asiyas Kuf Echad. So you have a Machlokes HaRishonim here. What is the definition of Ma'amir? Is it just gathering, or is it Asiyas Kuf Echad? Is it creating a new entity through the gathering? So I want to discuss some of the nafkaminas to this question. The first nafkamina, which is pretty basic, and that is the question of whether or not you're chayav when you just gathered. You have to actually do something more than gathering. Is it enough to gather, or do you have to tie them together, let's say? So the Maharaf Or Zeruah, who is the son of the Or Zeruah, the Ruchaim Or Zeruah, in Simin Reish Yud Daled, has this chakir explicitly. He wonders whether or not one needs to tie the imur together to be chayav. He says like this, "Lo yadati perusho, im perusho rak she ya'asof shibolim yachad, v'lo ki kashrei mazud achas. Havei ma'amir, is it enough just to gather without tying? Oh, maybe," says the Zeruah, the Barach or Zeruah, "when it's only chayav when they tie the sheaves together." The Lashon Omer Hayanira she'ino karui Omer ela she'nikshuru yachad ki shibali mikubati yachad la nikshuru liyos agud achas ena savor she'ikarei Omer. So the shame Omer, right? Omarim are. You know, it's not just a gathered tefuah, says the Maharaf Or Zeruah. It's gathered or tefuah that is now tied in a bundle. What are bundles? Bundles have a connotation of being tied together. That's what the Maharaf Or Zeruah says. And the Shita L'Ran in Shabbat and Gimel Avad Aleph, the Maharaf Kalam Amir, also assumes that you have to tie them to be chayev. He says, "Kshehut sobram b'makom echad v'koshram." You have to tie the sheaves of wheat together to create a bundle. Only then are you chayiv. If you just gather them and make a pile, that's not enough, according to these rishonim. But if you look at the Yireim just says kinus davar, right? Kinus davar means you gather. It sounds like if you just make a pile, that's enough to be chayiv. So again, this is essentially basic nafkamina to the chakira. it's essentially really fleshing out the chakira. According to the summary shown in Marach Zarua, the Shita L'Ran, you have to tie the sheaves together because you need a siyas kuvechad. Whereas according to the Ireim, it's sufficient to be mechanic the items. You can just gather them, make a pile, that's enough to over the Isra from Amr, because Amr is just gathering and not a creation of a new entity through the gathering. Next nafkamina number two, is the shiur of Amr. How many objects do you have to gather in order to be chayiv? You take two fruits. You have a question?
Yeah, it seems to be really weird halacha because there's many stages involved. Like even if you're talking about like bishul, it's a continuous halacha, but here it's like you're gathering and then you're tying together.
Right, so according to some Rishonim, gathering is a halacha. As soon as you gather the fruits together, you're chayiv. And according to others, into a pile, yeah. That's what we discussed, the shear issue. It has to be something. So if you have two apples, you pick them up and you put them in your hand. Are you chayiv? So some people understand that you're chayiv. That's enough. You gather two apples. And according to other understanding, it sounds like it might not be sufficient. You may have to actually, be mitzayir them. If you put them in a basket you string them together, certainly you'd be chayiv. But it sounds like there's more to it than just, gathering. It is a very serious malacha, there's no question about it. Even lemaisa, it's very, very hard to pin down exactly when you're chayiv.
Must be like
here in the Nafa,
like two separate.
We're going to talk about you need makom gidulo, it has to be where it grows, so it could be like, if you have oranges on your table and they fall over, you have a whole bunch of oranges, you gather them into the bowl, you're not chayiv bidereis, certainly, because it's not makom gidulo. At least according to 99% of Shani. The Orzura sounds like that would be us. You can't, if you have eggs, but still, you can't bring that together. It's a little bit hard to understand. But we'll get to that in a second. So just the second half of Mina is the question of the shear. So again, you have two fruits. Are you chayiv on two fruits? So the Orach HaShulchan says yes. And Simon Shin Mem, the Chatan Beis, he assumes that you pick up two fruits, you're in violation of Amr. Wow. But if you look at the Maaser Rokeach, which is a parish in the Rambam, in Perich Ches HaLagavav, he says, he writes like this. He's not sure what the shear is, and he says his maskana is also the vela. If you're making this this eagle shell vela, this ring of dates or figs, shiuro shemiyatsa eagle to shavadatul asas. You have to actually complete it. If you just take two figs, you put them together, that's not enough. You have to have usually the eagle has 10 figs, in a circle. You have to put all 10 figs together. The maaser rokeach. So he says again, inami derech olam asas. But the regular way is to make this eagle. The neck of the eni mechula. I mean, the kasa actually is kam su gubechad. The Rambam says mishun is kam su gubechad. Mashma ledi yafina le midin aguda. The kaimelan in aguda pachas mikimol. He quotes a gemara that says aguda has to have three components to it. Two things isn't aguda. Aguda is three things together, that's an aguda. So he says, well, you need at least three, and if you're trying to make an eagle shel d'vela, maybe you need the normal amount for an eagle shel d'vela. I thought also when the contemporary post came, the Orach HaShabbos, in Perek Yurchet, Ha'ar Yukuf Yotet, he writes that you need shetikra b'shem imur, osef peras. He quotes the Achronim and says you need two's enough, and he says he doesn't understand, Ha'ar, you need a shem imur. He doesn't say what a shem imur is, but it has to be an asifa, it has to be a more significant pile or bundle. So again, this is part of the chakira. If I understand the imur is just gathering, so again, it's not clear, but you could say that gathering, even two things is gathering. Right, you're gathering. But, excuse me, opposite. Right? If it's a siyas kuvechad, if it's a siyas kuvechad, so then if I take two things, and I now create a new chefza, so I used to have two individual dates, now I tie them together, now I have a new chefza of two dates that are stuck together, right? So then I think maybe it makes more sense to say two is enough. But if you assume that it's just the issue of gathering, so maybe even gathering two would be us. It's not mukhrach, but I think it's important to question, what the shame imur is. I'm suggesting that when you're creating something new, so even if it's a smaller amount, you already create something new. You now have, instead of two individual dates, you have a eagle or it's not mukhrach, but you might say it's enough, the shame might be smaller. Whereas if you're talking about gathering, making a pile might need to be a more significant amount. You just take two apples, put them in your hand, is that a pile? It doesn't seem to be a pile at all. So maybe it's totally not like it. Third naftamina. What is the relationship between the previous malacha of kotzer and ma'amer? So Tosfos Rid in Shabbos Ayin Gimel and Aleph seems to connect these two malachas. He writes, ma'amer, perush ha-mekaveit shibolim mi'achori ha-kotzer. Ma'amer is gathering after you finish katsira. And then you make it a pile. Then he says, Ikashia, if you're going to ask, Kim Kane is possible, Pesh, with Chasero, with Sada, with Likta, and Iskavi, Shumamir. That's true, you should be Chayev when you gather any fruits. Right? If your fruits fall off the table and you gather them in your Chaser, so you should be Chayev. And he assumes it's not true. Again, the Ruah thinks you are Chayev, but most Rishonim hold you're not. True, but says the Rid. Ein Amir El Vishas, we shall some in a karka. Shazep. You're only chayv ma'amer when you finish the ktsira. When you v'shach ktsira, you finish being kotzer, and then you're chayv ma'amer, right? Because he says ela v'shach tlishasa v'nakarka shetehu tchilas likuto. Well, perish in the nilch to kfar v'akshav nispazru ein ma'amer. If you already cut the fruits, even if you're in the sada, it sounds like it's medukim lashon. Even if you were in the sada, right? The people the sada. So you cut the fruits last week, and now you're gathering them. Right? Meaning you cut them and you gathered them, and now the wind came and it made them go all over, and now you want to regather them. So he's saying that there's no such thing, any murachar, essentially. There's no chiyuv of being ma'amir once it was already gathered, because gathering is somehow the completion of the ksira process. You cut and then you gather. So you cut and gathered, and now, you know, they got nispazru, they became dispersed. So there's no iser of regathering them. That's what the Rid holds. But again, the Or Zeruah and Simon Nun Zayin argues. He thinks there's no connection between ma'amer and kotzer, and therefore, if you have fruits in your field that were gathered, and then for some reason they got dispersed, if you regather them, you're chayav. Right? Or Zeruah says even if in your house, if the fruits get dispersed, you'd be chayav on imur in such a case. So can we be told of this question on our chakira? It's possible that if ma'amir is the creation of a new entity, so there's no connection to ketira. The issue is to create a new entity, right? You take a dvelos and you make it equal to the dvelos. You're creating a new chet. It's the ketira sekubecha, that's the issue. It's only to do with the ketira. But if the issue of ma'amir is just gathering, it makes sense what the Rid says, that the issue of ma'amir is the completion of the ketira. You start with the ketira, and then you complete it by gathering it, right? Or the ksir is the beginning of the imur, depending on how you formulate it. But I think he formulated it as the ksir is the beginning of the imur, right? What does he say? He says, ma'amer ela v'shas tlishasam in a karkash zeu tkilas likuto. Sounds like ksir is the beginning of ma'amer. It's a part of one process of ksir and ma'amer. So that, I think, makes more sense if we assume that it's ma'amer is the isra of gathering. You caught and you gather. If ma'amer is like the Rambam, the understanding that ma'amer is essentially a isra of creating a chatz echad, well, there's no connection to ktsira at all. Not all Rishonim, you know, see this as being connected. I mean, if you look in the Or Zeruah, he assumes that the malacha is defined as Isufa's gathering. At the same time, he doesn't see a connection between kotzer and ma'amer. So it's not mukhrah, you know, in the Rishonim, but I think this part makes a lot of sense that again, if it's gathering, it's connected to the ktsira, whereas if it's a siyas kubakat, it's an independent malacha, not connected to the ktsira. Okay? So if this suggestion is true, I want to bring a few other nafkaminas that fall in line. Again, what I'm assuming is that there's a connection between Isuf and Ketira. Isuf, just stam gathering, makes ma'amir more connected to Ketira, whereas Ketira's Kovachad is an independent malacha, not connected to Kotzer at all. So if that's true, there might be some other nafkaminas that are objectively important when discussing ma'amir, and it might also be connected to this question. Do you need Malkum Gidula to be chayav ma'amir? So many Rishonim hold that there's a requirement of Makom Gidulo. So for example, if you would take wood that was in a shed and gather it one in a pile, that would not be an Isur of Ma'amer. That's what Tosfos writes in Beitza Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Divaful Min. the Tosafot assumes that way, the Ramah on the Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, a lot of Rishonim assume this way, because the Gemara is talking about people collecting wood on Shabbos, and the Gemara doesn't speak about any problems in the Amir, so Tosafot says, no, if it's in a shed, it's not a problem. It's only a problem to collect things if that's where they grew. But if you look at the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is doing that you don't need Makom Gidulo. He discusses the case of a milchasa of gathering salt, and the Gemara speaks about gathering salt from a milchasa, from a salt mine, or from the sea where the sea salt is mined. But the Rambam doesn't mention anything about where the salt is found. It sounds like gathering salt is a problem, even if it's not Makom Gidulo. So the question is, why is that so? So I think it could be told in the Chakira, namely, if for the Rambam, the Isra B'Amr is a creation of a new entity, Yitzirat Kofechad, you're creating something new. So where it grew is not relevant, it's not connected to Kotzer at all. It's just a creation of a new entity. So I take figs, I bring them into my house. It's not where they grew, it's my house. But now I'm making this Eagle Shul Zveilam, I'm making this new entity, so then it's the Isra of Ma'amir. But if Ma'amir is finishing off the Katsira, you know, you cut and then you gather, so you have to do that in the field. If you do that in your house, it's not an Isra at all. So I think that's one chakira that might be telling you on one question we're telling this chakira. Another question is the possibility that there's no iser ma'amer by etzim. The Rishonim will assume the ma'amer would apply both to ochlin and to etzim, but and that's the Gemara actually says it explicitly in terms of the iser of the mekoshesh. The mekoshesh was killed in the midbar, and it's not clear what avera, what act of chil Shabbos he did. So the focus in the Gemara on Shabbos study bavam beis. According to one day in the Gemara, according to Yaakov, he did the Isra of Ma'amir. He gathered the Eitzim. So that's pretty clear that there's an Isra of Ma'amir by Eitzim. And similarly, the Tosafot I just mentioned in Beit Yurat Laman Aleph that talks about Ma'amir by Eitzim, you know, Makom Gidulo, not Makom Gidulo, he obviously assumes that you have Ma'amir by Eitzim. But the Minchas Chinuch, in the Mosach HaShabbos on Ma'amir, Osalot, he's Mechadesh that according to the Rambam, there's only Ma'amir by Ochlin. That's his understanding. Now, it's actually interesting that there are different days in the Gemara what Mekoshesh did. So it could be the days of old that he did a Havara Dalet Amos or he did a different Isser. The whole, there is no Imur Be'etim. It's not clear. It's a Chiddush of the Mechas Chinuch. It's based on Rambam. Some want to say that it's a mistake of the Girsa. It's really it's not a correct diuk that he's making in the Rambam. But the footnotes in the Mechas Chinuch talk about it. But either way, there is a sheet of the Mechas Chinuch. There's no Ma'amar by Eitim, only by Ochlin. So the question is, how do we make sense of that? So it might be telling this chakira. The is ma'amir is connected to the kotzer. So just like you cut wood, so you gather wood. Just like you cut, you know, you pick apples, you gather the apples. So certainly you should say that ma'amir applies both to Ochlin and to Eitzim. But if ma'amir is an isra basiyas kufecha, creating a new entity, so maybe that whole idea, the whole concept, only exists by food. Food you cut, and then you gather it, and you know, create eagle shot available. The concept of a siyas kufecha might be limited to Ochlin. And may not apply to gathering or even tying wood into a pile. Maybe that concept doesn't exist by Eitzim, and that may be the svara for the Mechas Chinuch. He doesn't say this, but I think it fits well with his suggestion. Another question when it comes to Ma'amir is whether or not you're chayev if you gather different minim. Right? The classic Ma'amir is you have apples that were just picked, and now you gather them into a basket. Let's say you have an apple, an orange, and a banana. They were just picked, makom gidulam. Can I gather them into one basket of my chayv and ma'amir? Minim shonim. So the Achronim talk about it. The Igle Tal in ma'amir, in Sifkat and Dalet, assumes that you are chayv and minim shonim. He actually raises the question of why you're allowed to take a lulav on sukkahs. So taking a lulav is you have Dalet minim, and you bring them together. Right, and you even tie three of them together, and you can tie pashas. You can even tie them on Yom Tov. Some Rishonim say, so you're a siyas kufecha. You're making an egg in, and even if you don't hold the kshira, then you're just gathering, you're picking them up together. Why are you going to take dalad minim? That's the egg tells kasha. Interesting discussion. But some Achronim assume that no, there is no such thing as ma'amir by minim shonim. Ma'amir only applies to the same min. If you gather two apples or three apples or whatever the shear is of apples, you're chayav. If you take one apple or one banana, that's not ma'amir at all. So, can we connect this question to Archa Kira? If Ma'amer is b'din yitziras guf echad, a creation, a creating a new entity, so then it makes sense that you could be chayav. Well, that's what Dalaminim is. Dalaminim, there's four separate minim, and you take them, you make an egged, you create, you know, cheft of the Dalaminim. Whereas, if ma'amir is connected to kotzer, so it's a little bit harder to say that, because usually, you know, you cut the thing separately. I mean, it's not mukhras, but it might make sense that if it's a completion of the ketira process, so you cut all the apples in this tree and you gather them. The fact that there's a banana tree, you know, a few feet away, or an orange tree, you know, 10 feet away, that doesn't necessarily, be svar. I think you could suggest that you wouldn't be chayim in such a case, but I mean, you've shown him, if you understand ma'amir is being connected to the kotzer. That's what I suggest.
Makes sense, because
everything
ends in harvesting time.
Right, it's harvesting time, yeah, and also finding, how do you find makom gidula? It's not so clear in the posting. Does it have to be mamish where it grew? Like, let's say it's the other side of the field. Like, you have an orange tree here and an apple tree there. So, but you're saying 100% right, that it's different harvest time mechal. So, I think with Svara, you can be told this question on the chakir. And lastly, there's a discussion in the Gemara in Kufim Gimel of Beis, of a Gzeirat Rabbanan. The Gemara writes that Ispaz Ruperas Bechatzer, if you have a bunch of fruits that were scattered in your Chatzer, it's, you know, the bowl of fruits fell over, and the fruits scattered. The Gemara says, Malakit al Yad al Yad va'ochel. You can pick each one separately and eat it. You can't regather the fruit into a kupa, into a basket or a box. So the Pasha of the Gemara is this, the Isser of Uvzun L'chol. There seems to be an Isser of gathering things, even though it's not really Ma'amir, but it's the Isser of Uvzun L'chol to gather these fruits that were scattered in your Chatzer. It's not where they grew, it's not Makom Gidulah, but it's still Isser Drabbanan. So most of you don't understand this is the Isser Drabbanan of Uvzun L'chol. If you look at the Rambam, again, this is a Raya for the Rishonim who hold, Ein Imur Elev Makom Gidulah, because why isn't this Isser Raisa? The Gemara says you can't pick up all the oranges that were scattered because it's Uvzun L'chol. Why isn't it Ma'amir? So we're trying to bring a riot from this Gemara. No, it's not Makom Gidulah. It's a Chatzer. It's not where they grew. But the Ram, as we mentioned before, doesn't hold the Makom Gidulah. The Ram holds that even Shalom Makom Gidulah can be Chayv Ma'amir. And it's interesting, the Ram understands this Gemara differently. The Ram understands this is a Gzeirat Rabbanan Atu Ma'amir. He writes in Perek Chafal of Halachei Aleph of Shalosh Shabbos that you can't gather the fruits together. Sheim yasek ederek shu osa b'chol shema yichav shem b'yado v'socha kupa v'yavo le'imur. If you gather them into the basket, you might then come to stick them together. As you're, you know, putting it in the basket, you might come to, you know, press them very hard, you know, press them together, and you're going to somehow create a siyas kupecha. So, from the Rambam, this, even though the Gemara says uvzun l'chol, the Rambam basically takes this uvzun l'chol and says this uvzun l'chol is connected to ma'amir. This uvzun l'chol is going to bring to ma'amir, right? There's a question what uvzun l'chol is in general. Is uvzun l'chol just it's not Shabbosic, or is it somehow connected to malacha? So the Rambam here says that the uvzun l'chol that's discussed here in the Gemara is that this type of gathering is going to bring to, or potentially could bring to ma'amir, and therefore it's asr. So it's looking in the Rambam that the actual bringing of the fruits together into the basket is not an Isser of Ma'amir. Really, the Isser of Ma'amir is Asiyas Kupecha. It's just that if you bring them into the basket together, then you might come to somehow connect them and violate the Isser of Ma'amir. For the other Rishonim, bringing something into the basket is an Isser of Ma'amir. Just gathering is an Isser of Ma'amir. It just happens to be that it's not Makom Gidulah, and therefore you're not in violation in this case. But it's very possible that really two halachas in Ma'amir. There's one halacha of gathering fruit. There's another halacha of creating a new entity, a siyas kupecha. The Eglei Tal in the Sifkat Aleph points to the Loshon of Meiri, who writes that Ma'amer Husha Ma'aseif Amori Ma'achar Shinichum Hakotzrim B'Mekolam B'Tzobr Ma'akom Echad B'Kosher. You have to look there. I don't think I have brought all the entire Lashon here, but basically what the Eglei Tal writes in the Sifkat, it's right at the beginning, the first Sifkat in Ma'amir, basically says for the Meiri, if you're gathering a small amount, so then you're only high, he says like this, it depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to make Omer, so the Derech has to be kosher, you're not high until you're kosher. You need Kshira. But if it's shibalim, small shibalim to eventually make a big pile, so you never tie it. Never, you're not your chayav when you don't tie it as well. Meaning, he said that if what you usually do is something that is completed through the act of tying, so you have to tie. But if what you're doing is something that doesn't require tying, because it's you're going to take these small bundles and put it into a huge pile, you're never going to tie it, so then you're chayav even without tying. So it's tzvei dinim, but not really tzvei dinim. It's just saying you have to complete whatever is called imur. Sometimes imur requires shira, sometimes it doesn't require shira. That's not so ambitious. That's not really tzvei dinim. That's just like two applications, I guess. It's interesting, but it's not really tzvei dinim. What the Chai Adam says in the Nishmas Adam, that I quoted before, in Klal Gimel, in the footnote there in Nishmas Adam, he really says there's tzvei dinim for the Rambam, and I think we're choshes for halacha. Namely, he says, if you're gathering fruits in a field, so even gathering is chayiv, even without tying. But at home, let's say you have the dates at home, then you're not chayiv, it's not makom gidula. But if you would string them together, you would be chayiv. Meaning, imur in the sadeh is really imur without tying. But if you're imur at home, when it's not makom gidula, there you have to be chayiv, you have to actually tie it together, you have to do a siyas kufechad to be chayiv and ma'amir. So what emerges the halacha, according to Nishmas Adam, is that one is in violation of imur in the field through just gathering. You gather the fruits together, you make a pile, that's enough. But if you have fruits at home, which is not makom gidulam, you're not chayiv, you just gather them. Maybe this is Rabbanan, of the Michal, potentially, but it's not Isser D'oraisa. But if you take those fruits and tie them together, then you take them and make them into a shish kebab, you know, a fruit shish kebab, so then you tie them together, that's a siyas kufechad. That would be an iser, even shalom makom gidulam, and that's really essentially the Rambam's understanding of imur as a siyas kufechad. So to kitzur, what we saw here was two understandings of amir: is it gathering, or is it the creation of a new entity, a siyas kufechad? And we saw some of the afkaminas, you know, the need to tie the things together, the shear, is it two, is it more, and the relationship to ketzira, and some of the afkaminas that flowed from that. Yeah.
And the same question. I mean, Mishnah also, how does that work together? Because the Mishnah and the Mishkan, they had, it's based around one thing they were doing.
So even though in the Mishkan they had one type of Ma'amer, first of all, I'm not sure. Maybe in the Mishkan they first gathered the Samamanim, right? They gathered the Samamanim. And then when they brought them indoors, maybe they somehow connected them in order to mivashal them. I don't know. When you mivashal some money, do you just mivashal them in water, and they might get lost? Maybe you have to like tie them together, and then you know, because they're trying to make them dye, right? That's what they were doing. So maybe they would tie them, you know, in a piece of cloth, and then cook them, as a new entity of some money that are. I think people do this when they make soup, right? They take like the parsley, and sometimes they just put it in the soup, but sometimes they put it in a cloth, and then they use it in the soup, and then they can just take out, they don't want the parsley to be all over the soup. I think there's a common denominator that it's gathering. Is it gathering through just gathering? Is it gathering through a siyas kufechad? I mean, I hear the kasha, it's a good kasha, but I think that it's possible that there's certainly machlokes rishonim in terms of how to understand it, and the Mishnah Sadam says there are two dinim, so you're saying it should be two separate avos. I hear, it's good hara. It's hard to know how to work out the avos, you know, in terms of the different, like the sugi there with katisha. Of course, katisha is something that was done in the Mishkan. Zohar, Bor, Marakin are all very similar, but they're separate. So you get more than 30 avos, so it's a little bit hard to know, you know, how to work out the avos.